Hey everybody, for those who've been listening to my film reviews a lot of the weeks, at the end, please send in some comments to info@thestrategycenter.org. Is that correct?
Yep.
And we'd like to hear what you have to say, and after we accumulate a few, we'll do a show where I'll read some of your comments on the air. Brokeback Mountain, based on a short story by Annie Proulx, a screenplay by Larry McMurtry and Deanna Ossana, directed by the great Ang Lee, is an important film, a good film in a small way, challenging the dominant and supersized homophobia that dominates our culture. Today, without much of a movement to carry the message and organize the theater viewers, that's about all we can expect from most films. Brokeback, starring Heath Ledger as Ennis Del Mar, and Jake Gyllenhaal as Jack Twist, brings us into the lives of two star-crossed men who become gay lovers, facing the barrenness and cold repressiveness of white mountain life, bourgeois marriage, sheep-herding life, and life in the United States. The film was set in 1960, during the height of popular protest against the system, and yet there is no indication in the small life of all white shepherders in Wyoming as to whether they even knew it was the 60s. There's no outside world in the film, no sense as to whether the struggle of black people burning down the cities, or of Vietnamese people shooting down U.S. planes to try to survive, or of drugs, sex, and rock and roll had any impact on their hermetically sealed lives. The film could have been shot in the Middle Ages, the Dark Ages, or any age. The plot, unlike a different film, Far From Heaven by Todd Haynes, which posited a terrifying picture of the 1950s for blacks, Dennis Haysbert, gays, Dennis Quaid, and women, Julianne Moore, does not even try to address our times or any times. But the message is still powerful and important. Get in touch with your feelings, your queer feelings, and your existing life is in grave danger. In short, two he-men, married men, sheep herders, not cowboys as advertised, but nary a cow in sight, find passionate connection in the midst of a terrible, bleak loneliness. Leanhurst Mann said that Heath Ledger played the part as if his mouth was wired shut. And that image is more real than we think from any repressed white men from suburbia to sheepherdia. The concept of the shepherd and the flock has often been used as a positive analogy from that of Jesus Christ to later-day organizers. But in this film, it's an image of a repressed, lonely man seeking a paying job, solace, and perhaps sexual release among the sheep themselves, which is not far off from where we meet our protagonists. Annie Proulx, with her previous book to movie, Shipyard News, is a master of portraying freezing, bleak surroundings, from Newfoundland to Wyoming. In this film, we see two lost souls doing what they've been told, at first, marrying a childhood sweetheart or a passionate flame. The film makes two points I think it was trying to make, and one of my own observation, whether it was trying to or not. First, that gay men are not always who you would expect. Duh. From the NASCAR dads and the soccer moms, the new white Neanderthals who have taken over the popular and electoral culture, who are now being sucked up to by Republicans and Democrats alike, and who apparently elected President Bush because he would not let Joe and Bill or Annie and Fanny get married, this will be a great insight. Gee, both Richard Simmons and Rock Hudson, Liberace, I know before your time, and your local black football player are gay. And yet, that is in itself a small challenge to the dominant culture. Second, and perhaps not as clear, the suppressed gay love or lust among gay men is a terrible deception to their wives and female lovers, leaving women confused, hurt, feeling rejected, self-hating, only to find out that their entire life was a fraud, with the chance of being HIV positive as well. The film, in my view, portrayed the wives, Michelle Williams and Anne Hathaway, more as a burden than as oppressed, part of the texture of gay male oppression, so that Jack can say to Emmett, if we had the guts, we could run away and live by ourselves, only to be met with the harsh reality of two gay shepherders and ranchers who were found out late in life only to be beaten, mutilated, and castrated by angry homophobic community. Third, this film is about gay men, and yes, it also situates the barrenness of their quest, the painful, passionate, ultimately ill-fated love in the context of the deep sadness of white, working-class, low-income, vast Midwestern South wasteland life. and yes, the two coasts to pretty wasteland themselves. One of the studio's FLAC operators, and surprisingly Roger Ebert as well, tried to say, this film is not about two gay men. It's a love story about two men who happen to be gay. Right. And the Jackie Robinson story is about a man who just happened to be black. Hilary Swank and Boys Don't Cry was about Tina Brandon, a woman who just happened to be murdered in Nebraska because she was transgendered. And Syriana was about U.S. abusive people who just happened to be Arabs. The suppression of messages in today's movies, even by those who are trying to make a statement, forces those who wish to continue work in the industry to go into tortured and dishonest defenses of their film that undermine what few risks they took in the first place. Brokeback Mountain is a gay film about the tortured life of two gay men who pay an enormous price for their groping for meaning and connection in an everyday white world that has none. There is meaning in the world if people define their politics, make a commitment, take collective action, and take risks, and join organizations fighting for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender rights, fighting against the war, fighting against the prisons. But without that, even a good film shapes an amorphous public opinion that is no match for the right, as people have a momentary pang of consciousness and conscience before they go to the restaurant to debate what type of post-film meal they should consume. Gyllenhaal and Ledger did a brilliant job, so believable, so complex. Yet my worst fear would be if Gyllenhaal or Ledger win an award, making it clear that this was only a role, folks. They will thank their agents, their assistant gripper, their best and worst boy, but not make a simple statement in support of gay people, gay liberation, or even the most traditional and establishment of strivings, gay marriage. With those caveats, Brokeback Mountain is an important film and a riveting, compelling experience. It is well worth seeing and debating. Please send your comments to info@thestrategycenter.org. I will read excerpts on future shows. This is Eric Mann.